Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention for a moment. Today we're here to honor our veterans in Transylvania County. We're proud of them, and it's a day that everybody ought to reach out to a veteran and offer their respect and their thanks for their service, and even to the families of veterans that have also paid a large sacrifice to support their loved ones while they were in the service. And I'd like to start out with a pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I think at this time I'd like to also remind you of the tragedy that took place in Texas this week. We all need to remember our fellow veterans who gave their life and were wounded at Fort Hood, Texas. And for right now, if we could just bow our heads for just a silent moment of prayer, remembering them. And now if the Reverend Don Waters would come forward and give us the invocation.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this day that has been set aside to remember all the veterans of our great country. Father, we thank you to be an American. We thank you that we live in a land where men and women are willing to sacrifice themselves to serve our country, to protect our freedom and our liberty. Father, we remember those that paid the supreme sacrifice. Father, we remember those that carried battle scars, even to the grave, from their experience in wartime. Father, we also remember those that are missing in action. We don't know what their fate is. Father, we remember today Larry Jameson. We ask that if he is still alive, that you just be with him, help him to remember that we have not forgotten him and we will not. Bless his family with their uncertainties. I pray thy blessings on each thing that be said and done here today. Thank you for all that you've done for us, and we pray this prayer in Christ's name. Amen.
We have a speaker with us today, Major Sonny Whitehead, who is enlisted in the Marine Corps in 1966 and served a tour with the Marines. He had two overseas tours, one in Vietnam and one in Japan. After his discharge, he returned to college and graduated cum laude from Jacksonville State University in Alabama with a degree in law enforcement. He then enlisted in the United States Army in 1972 and was accepted for OCS, Officers Candidate School. He was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the United States Army Military Police Corps. Among his assignments, Major Whitehead was a chief weapons instructor, a plans and operations officer, and twice a company commander. And then he was an operations systems officer. Among his awards, he wears the Meritorious Service Medal, the Army Accommodation Medal, the Army Achievement Medal, and the Army and Marine Corps Good Conduct Medals, which is unusual for an officer, but it shows that at one time he was like us, an enlisted person. He also wears the National Defense Service Medal and also the Army Parachutist Badge. Sonny's hobbies are hiking and backpacking, and also his computer is a large part of his hobbies. He's also served on several honor guards. He serves with the Transylvania County Honor Guard, or the Honor Guard for Transylvania Veterans. He's assisted in providing military honors to over 300 families at services by the Honor Guards, and he's also a member of the North Carolina VFW Color Guard. Major Whitehead now lives in Brevard with his wife, a retired lieutenant colonel in the reserves, and his son and daughter-in-law with two children reside in West Jefferson, North Carolina. And we're proud to have him with us today to offer a few remarks. And at this time, I'll turn it over to Major Whitehead.
Thank you, Chief Parker. Before I start today, I want to go ahead and say a special thanks to our wonderful technology. Last night about midnight, when I was getting ready to make my final printout of today's speech, I hit that print button and that wonderful message came up. Stupid, you're out of laser toner. But being an innovative person like I am, I went ahead and put it all on my little flash drive. And so you have to bear with me because the print's pretty small inside here, but I am going to read it. Actually, my wife had the foresight to have an extra toner cartridge on hand, and I did find that and put it in. So I do have something to say to you all. It is an honor and privilege to be here today with all of you as we celebrate and remember all those who have served, fought, and died to preserve this land of hopes and dreams. Why do we honor our veterans and hold them in such high esteem? Is it because of the heroic acts performed by a few, or the recognition of great personal sacrifices many others have made? Or is it simply the recognition of our better selves and natures that say it is important to remember and honor all those who have defended our country during times of war and in peace? I believe it is all that and more. It is also the recognition of countless forgotten missions and thankless tasks accomplished by veterans throughout our history in the defense of our nation. For generations, men and women have demonstrated their willingness to put country before self. Generations of patriots who serve for the greater good, not seeking individual glory, honor, or recognition for their own sake. But it came, nonetheless, as we recognize them today. Who are these people we honor and recognize on this 11th day of November, this Veterans Day? They are our grandparents, parents, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, grandchildren, friends, and even the stranger that we'd never met. All these patriots made sacrifices. Some were true heroes, having performed deeds of valor that have become legendary, or by making the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of their country. Others have stood in harm's way and endured many hardships over long periods of time. Finally, most simply performed what appeared to be routine duties, day in and day out. Not the deeds or actions of heroes, but important and necessary tasks that were vital to our nation's defense. When asked about their deeds and why they did them, most of these patriots thought that nothing they did was extraordinary, and responded with, "I was only doing my duty." Of course, simply doing their duty meant that these patriots were willing to step forward into harm's way if necessary, so that others could share the same gifts of liberty, prosperity that we enjoy today. That shared willingness to do their duty, that willingness to serve, that ability to remain stalwart while placing one's life on the line for the benefit of others is why we are here today. It is why we honor and recognize our veterans. Will Rogers, the famous American humorist and social commentator, once said, "We can't all be heroes. Some of us have to stand on the curb and clap as they go by." Today, in the great parade of life, we are all standing on the curb, honoring our veterans for the sacrifices and achievements throughout our nation's history. While most veterans appreciate this gratitude, others have felt uncomfortable over the adulation. They believe serving their nation was only what was expected of them, and their sacrifices were an extension of these expectations. After all, they were only doing their duty. And what is this duty I speak of? Many veterans have fought, not for the accomplishment of a tactical mission, but to save one's own life or the lives of their comrades. Other veterans served our country to defend their God, their flag, or their family. Some fought so their children would not have to do the same. But these are only reasons to do one's duty. A veteran's duty was and remains to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. We accepted this obligation when we first entered the armed forces of the United States. We took an oath that should be as meaningful to us today as it was when we first made it. That oath is, and I invite any of you out here that wish to do so to join me by raising your right hand, is, I state your full name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers appointed me according to regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So help me God. Congratulations, you have all enlisted for a 3-year tour of duty. Fall in. Okay. With this oath, we cut to the heart of the matter, which is what it means to do one's duty. Support and defend. The defense of our Constitution is the easy part of this equation. By defending our Constitution, we protect our nation from those who would harm us collectively. When we support it, we live and work to preserve individual freedoms and rights. Veterans also have a special place within their hearts to remember their service to our nation. Serving in an outstanding unit, sharing the last cup of hot coffee with a comrade when it is 10 degrees outside and you're in a foxhole, or escorting that same fallen comrade home on his final journey to his resting place. These are examples of memories that are hard to explain to someone who hasn't served in a similar capacity. It is because of these shared experiences, both good and bad, that many veterans believe they also have a duty to their comrades. That duty is to ensure the countless sacrifices made by so many patriots, both remembered and forgotten, were not made in vain. General Douglas MacArthur, in his famous farewell speech at the United States Military Academy, said, "The soldier, above all other people, prays for peace, for he must suffer and bear the deepest wounds and scars of war. The veteran has borne these wounds and scars to pay our nation's cost for obtaining and preserving our freedom and rights. It is imperative to remember this steep price was paid so that all, not just a select few, can enjoy the privileges bestowed upon us in this great country." In closing, I would like to ask you to take the time to thank a veteran, not only today, but throughout the year, for his or her service to our great nation. After all, we the many have benefited from the sacrifice and service of a relative few. It is our responsibility to see that these veterans are cared for and tended to. It is a responsibility that we are obligated to fulfill. It is one that honor demands of us. To do anything less would only serve to dishonor and diminish our standing as the greatest nation on earth. Before we leave here today, let us have a thought of prayer. Have a thought or offer a prayer of thanks to those who are currently serving our nation, those who are unaccounted for, and for the gallant souls of our departed comrades, friends, and loved ones. Let us also turn our thoughts and prayers to those grieving at Fort Hood and ask that they be consoled during these times of grief. Let's give them thanks for the freedoms they have earned for us, and let us draw strength and inspiration from what they have achieved. Thank you very much, and God bless America.
Thank you, Major Whitehead. And also, we thank you for your service and your continued service with the Honor Guard for Transylvania Veterans. You perform a wonderful duty, and we're proud of all of our veterans that are serving with the Honor Guard. At this time, we have with us our latest Gold Star mother, Judy Bagwell. Judy is the mother of Staff Sergeant Charlie Bagwell that came home on June the 7th of 2007. Judy will be setting the wreath beside the war memorial with the assistance of Gunnery Sergeant Andrew Boyko, U.S. Marine Corps retired. At this time, I would like for Commissioner Darrell Hodgett to come forward. He asked two or three of us to try to put this ceremony together today. And the county commissioners received a proclamation, and they have all signed it. And Mr. Hodgett is going to read the proclamation for the county.
On behalf of all the commissioners, Veterans Day 2009, a proclamation by the commissioners of Transylvania County, North Carolina. Whereas it has long been our custom to commemorate November 11th, the anniversary of the ending of World War I, by paying tribute to the heroes of that tragic struggle and by rededicating ourselves to the cause of peace. And whereas in the intervening years, the United States has been involved in other great military conflicts which have added millions of veterans living and dead to the honor rolls of this nation. And whereas the Congress passed a concurrent resolution on June 4, 1926, calling for the observance of November 11th with appropriate ceremonies, and later provided in an act approved May 13, 1938, that the 11th of November should be a legal holiday and should be known as Armistice Day. And whereas, in order to expand the significance of that commemoration, and in order that a grateful nation may pay appropriate homage to the veterans of all its wars who have contributed so much to the preservation of this nation, the Congress, by an act approved June 1st, 1954, changed the name of the holiday to Veterans Day. Therefore, let it be known that the commissioners of Transylvania County, North Carolina, in keeping with the time-honored tradition of recognizing and honoring our veterans, do hereby call upon the citizenry of Transylvania County to participate in services and to observe the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month with expressions of gratitude to all veterans known to them, and to further extend this gratitude to the families of deceased veterans, and to solemnly remember the sacrifices of all those who fought so valiantly on the seas, in the air, and on foreign shores to preserve our heritage of freedom, and let us reconsecrate ourselves to the task of promoting and enduring peace so that their efforts shall not have been in vain.
Thank you, Mr. Hodgett. And I hope that the county takes this seriously. It's a time for all of us to step forward and shake a veteran's hand and tell him just simply a thank you. Thank you for your service. That means so much to all of us who have served, and it's nice to be welcomed back home again. I think we need to remember also how Veterans Day came about. Sonny touched on it a little bit in his speech, but at the city of Versailles in France in 1918, an armistice was declared between the German forces and the Allied forces, and it was declared to take effect on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, and it was respected by both sides. They were anxious for peace. No one wants peace more than the military men. They simply put down their arms and stood guard, and the fighting ceased. Even though the treaty was not signed for almost a year later, in June of 1919, it was at that time that the war ended. We thought it was the war to end all wars, and we know how long that lasted. 20 years later, we were back in war again. War had started in Europe, and we joined again in 1941. We were supporting the war effort for the Allied forces in Europe in 1939. It's because of the desire for peace that we strive to remember days like this, and to remember that that is our ultimate goal. At this time, I'm going to ask the Honor Guard to render honors to our military veterans.
Honor Guard! Hut! Hut! Creep! Ho!
Thank you.
Thank you, Gunnery Sergeant Boyko. At this time, I'm going to give the microphone over to Tracy Love for just a moment. She's got a project that she's been working for that honors our veterans, especially the veterans of World War II. And I think she has a presentation to make.
Good morning. I am Tracy Love, and I am here this morning representing the Brevard Rotary Club. We would like to thank each and every veteran who has served this country. I agree. I think everyone daily should thank them. Since May of this year, the Brevard Rotarians have been selling raffle tickets to this beautiful eagle, and to date, we have raised over $8,000. This project was for Honor Air, and we have sent so far 20 veterans. Our club has sent over 20 veterans. There's been several hundred from Western North Carolina that has been able to travel to Washington, D.C. and visit the World War II Memorial, as well as the Vietnam Korean Memorials, Arlington Cemetery, the Grave of the Unknown Soldier, and the Changing of the Guard. We currently have a waiting list of over 14 gentlemen for the next year's spring flights. And so we're going to have to come up with another fundraiser. This honor has exceeded any expectation of these deserving men and women of Transylvania County. And we vow that the Rotarians will not stop until each and every one of them that would like to go to Washington, D.C. and view these memorials has the opportunity to do so. Today, we end this particular fundraising event with the drawing for the eagle, but again, it is not over, and we are going to continue to raise money. We're a nonprofit, and we struggle like all of the others, but we vow to keep pursuing this, and we want to make sure that we send everyone who wants to go. They are all very well deserving. Thank you for coming today. Would you have the honor of drawing? I mixed them all up really good.
Okay.
We had people from over 25 states buy raffle tickets, and we had one anonymous individual who was here for the White Squirrel Festival. He was from Michigan, happened to be in town for the weekend. He wanted to remain anonymous, but he wrote a check for $3,000 for the Honor Air. The eagle goes to Glenn Olds of Pisgah Forest, Red Fox Drive in Pisgah Forest, Glenn Olds. And so I will be calling him this morning and letting him know. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I'm going to turn the program over to Darrell Hodgett and open it up for the commissioners, any of them that want to make any further remarks. And also we have some musicians here from Rosman, from Brevard, that will add some music, patriotic music, to the end of the program. Thank you very much.
Let's give our veterans a round of applause. Thank every one of our veterans and let you know you have a very special place in my heart. And I'd also like to thank each and every one of you for taking the time to come out and brave the weather. I'd like to thank Joe Parker for helping get this together. Let's give Joe a round of applause. He's put a lot of time and effort into this. Before the commissioners come to share any comments they may would like to, we do have a group from the Brevard High School Chorus that has taken time out of their day off school to show up here and show some homage and pay tribute to our veterans and sharing a couple of songs. I believe they're going to sing the Star Spangled Banner and My Country Tis of Thee and America the Beautiful. So without further ado, Brevard High School, our members of the Brevard High School Chorus and Mary Beth Shoemake.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallant. Constantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs were singing air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's cry, from every mountainside, let freedom ring.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains' majesties, above the fruited
again, thank you, Mary Beth, and the members of the Bard High School Chorus. Thank you for being here and taking time out of your day out of school. We appreciate you being here. And now I will give the commissioners an opportunity to make any comments they may like. I'll begin with our chairman, Jason Chappell.
Good morning, and what an honor and privilege it is to be here today. Let me begin by saying thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your part in the cause of freedom. Many of you know one of my heroes in my life was former President Ronald Reagan, and as I was thinking about what to say today, I was reminded of one of his speeches. If I may, I'd like to repeat just a few of those words. It was given back in 1988 at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, and those words still resonate today. We're gathered today just as we have gathered before to remember those who served, those who fought, and those who are still missing, and those who gave the last full measure of devotion to our country. Veterans Day, as we do every year, we take a moment to embrace the gentle heroes of all our wars. We remember those who were called upon to give all a person can give, and we remember those who were prepared to make that sacrifice if it were demanded of them in the line of duty, though it never was. Most of all, we remember the devotion and gallantry with which all of them emboldened our nation as they became champions of a noble cause. Our young friends, yes, young friends, for in our hearts you'll always be young, full of the love that is youth, love of life, love of joy, love of country. You fought for our country and for its safety and for the freedom of others with strength and courage. We love you for it. We honor you, and we have faith that as he does all his sacred children, the Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face to shine upon you and give you peace now and forevermore. Now those words still ring true. We owe all of you a great debt. We honor you today and honor those of countless others that have helped to preserve our freedom and our way of life. We thank you. We honor you. And as President Reagan said, we love you. May God richly bless you. May God bless Transylvania County. And may God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
First of all, I would like to thank the ones of you citizens that come out to pay homage to our veterans today. When I got up this morning, I worried about the weather, the way it was raining, and people having to get out in the rain. But you know, when I got here, and as you see, there's not one of these veterans represented here that cares about the water. They're standing out there, and they're paying tribute, not to themselves, but they're paying tribute to their fallen comrades and their brothers and sisters in arms today. I just about bet that everyone out here has either been in the military or they've had a loved one that served a lot of time in the military. That's a stigma that I would like to see us do something about. Back in the 60s, when our veterans come home from Vietnam, as they come through our airports and train stations, they were met with ridicule. They were met with cursing. They were spat on. But I do remember a friend of mine that's in the military. He lives in Pennsylvania. He sent me a blog off YouTube. And it was some of our veterans coming home from the Gulf War. It was men and women, as they come through the airport, and I'm not sure what airport it was, as they come through the airport, they got off that plane and come down that runway, and as they was walking down that floor, there was a lot of people sitting in that terminal, and they looked around, and they seen those men and women. As they walked through, a gauntlet began to form. But it was a gauntlet of clapping and thanks and patting on the back. And that same friend of mine, something that he told me sticks in my mind today. I've never been in the military, but I was an Army brat. My dad was a career man in the military. He spent two terms in Vietnam, a tour in Korea. He was in battles for three different tours. And I understood a little bit about the flavor that my friend, he told me that. He said, you know, freedom has a flavor that only the fighting man and woman could ever really tell you about. That us people out here that have never been in the military, there's a flavor of freedom that we'll never taste. And you know, we have to thank God for that, because somebody was willing to go over and fight, yes, or even for the men and women that want to talk bad about them, that want to spat on them when they come back home. They don't care about that. They steal and go fight for this country. You know, we have to be thankful to God for all things. But you know, God uses some, He has tools that He uses. And two of the tools that I want to mention, the first tool is the educators here in America. They teach us to read, write, and they teach us good grammar. But we have to thank these men and women behind us that language that we speak is English and will remain English. For that, I'm totally grateful for these men and women represented here today. God bless them, and God bless this great country we call America. Thank you.
As I was thinking about what to say today, I realized that it's hard to think of a veteran or the word veteran without thinking of the word sacrifice. I think they're intertwined. When you think about all the things that we do on a daily basis that sometimes we don't even realize we take for granted when our military is serving around the world, past, present, and future, to ensure that we have the freedom to do those things. And when I realize the things that they willingly give up, for instance, the birth of a child, the first pitch of a son thrown at Little League, a piano recital by a daughter. When I think of those things, it humbles me to realize that we have folks in our military that are willing to do that for us as their friends and neighbors and our countrymen. One of the great services to me that we can do is to make sure and pass on and teach our children and our future generations the significance of what it costs to have freedom and the sacrifices made. It's almost impossible for thank you. It seems like thank you cannot be enough. But today I want to thank each one that's here in the rain to, again, pay homage to our veterans. And to our veterans, a heartfelt thank you.
And lastly, I won't ask you to stand in the rain for much longer, but I would, again, like to say thank you to each and every one of our veterans. I mentioned it earlier, and I mean it. You have a very special place in my heart. I've always had a soft heart for veterans, And I appreciate what you've done for our country and the service that you've provided. We're here because of you today. Major Whitehead hit on something I want to talk about just for just a moment. And I didn't talk to him, it's just a coincidence. But this morning as I was thinking about what to say, I was thinking about the Constitution. And again, that's something I hold very dear, the Constitution as our founding fathers wrote it and intended it to be intended to be interpreted. Our soldiers, our veterans, are the protectors of our Constitution. They're protected. They're the protectors of our freedoms and liberties that we have. It's not activist lawyers. It's not Supreme Court judges. It's not your elected officials. It's the veterans who are the protectors of our Constitution. And I want to let you know that we owe a lifetime of gratitude to each and every one of you for the service you provided to our country. And for those that have made the ultimate sacrifice, we owe a lifetime of indebtedness to you. I stand up here today because of each and every one of you, enjoying the freedoms and liberties of the United States of America that are drenched in the blood of those who made a greatest sacrifice. And I want to thank you. I want to say that I'm proud to be an American. And may God bless each and every one of you, and may God bless America.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our program today. It concludes the program here at the gazebo. But don't finish today by just walking away from here. Go out and shake a veteran's hand. Thank you very much for coming.